Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Valerie, who says, I'm an A shape and would love to wear cargo pants occasionally instead of carry a bag. How do I successfully wear all that visual interest on my lower body? The thing with why cargo pants are not recommended for A shapes as a general rule is that because of the large pockets on the thighs, they add visual bulk to that part of your body, and most A shapes don't want to add more bulk to their body. That said, if you want to do that, just do it. Like, if you don't care about that, it's irrelevant. Wear them. There's nobody to stop you. Remember, everything here is a guideline rather than being a hard and fast rule that you can never break. And of course, you can do things to distract from those cargo pants. So the first thing I'd say is when you're choosing your cargo pants, look for ones where, say, the stitching around the pockets is the same color as the fabric rather than an alternative color. So it's not actually, you know, highlighting the horizontal lines that those pockets are creating on your thighs. Also look for ones potentially with lower pockets rather than higher pockets, and don't stuff them full as if it was a handbag. And then think about, well, what am I going to wear in my top half that draws attention up? So this is where we want to create a focal point in your upper body. Maybe it's a patterned t-shirt with it. Maybe it's, you know, some sort of scarf or accessory, something that draws attention up to your face and away from those thighs, because those pockets are going to be grabbing attention because they are detail. So thinking about, like, what can I wear in my upper body? Can I also do some balancing? So using horizontal lines in my upper body. So maybe it's a boat neck t-shirt or something with an open or a wider neckline with those cargo pants. What other sort of kind of, like, or I can wear a jacket, like a denim jacket with it that, you know, also works well. And I think denim jackets are a great handbag alternative, particularly if it's got a pocket down the side, because often you also get an inner pocket that you may not have realized is there. If your denim jacket has a little, you know, pocket there, they could be a great handbag alternative too. But of course, if it's summer and you don't want to wear a jacket or you can't wear a jacket, then do think about how you're going to, A, put horizontal detail in your upper body, up above, you know, kind of around your shoulders and above your bust, and B, what detail and attention, what interest, what focal points are you putting up here to distract from the lower body? So there you go, Val. It's up to you if you want to wear them. I always go, remember that all body shape information is all just guidelines, and you've got to, you know, take it, leave it, decide if it works for you or not, and decide what's more important. If you want the practicality of the pockets, or if you, you know, don't want to draw attention to your thighs. It's really totally up to you. Next question comes from Catherine, who says, I've never been able to pin down my season in seasonal colour analysis for the simple reason that I cannot figure out if my warm undertone is warm, cool or neutral. Is it from the colours I'm able to wear? Is it from the vein colour in my wrist? I don't find that online content on the subject properly covers women of colour. I think it would really help to pin that down so that I can reduce my options when it comes to putting capsules together, picking the perfect dark, neutral, etc. So Catherine, I don't do seasonal colour analysis. I use tonal colour analysis, which is really just warm and cool, and it's how the colours react when you are putting them next to your face. So it's, do their colors make you look healthier or like less healthy? Do they brighten you up? Do they dull you down? Do the colors overwhelm you, or do the colors create a face focus? What we're after is a face focus. What we're after is, colors that make you look, you shine. So it's when you get the compliment, you look amazing, you look great, or that color really suits you, rather than I like your, you know, red dress or blue scarf. Or if people are always commenting about the item of clothing, not in context to you, that's usually an indicator that the color is not quite right, because they're noticing the garment and you've disappeared. Versus if you are thinking about the kind of compliment that's, you look amazing, you look great, you look well rested, have you had a holiday, have you lost some weight, all these things are usually because the color is working for you. And so that is a good indication. And this is why it's a professional thing. This is why it's not that easy to do online. And this is why there are people like me who have been trained. We've spent many, you know, like many, you know, like we've spent weeks in training courses and then spent many years honing this skill to be able to do professional colour analysis. That is actually not that easy to do online. I really don't look at wrists and hands. And I've also seen people who've got, you know, their wrists and hands are quite different because of the amount of sun they get compared to their faces as well. And in the end, it's your face that really matters. So I would say, and it doesn't matter if you're what color skin tone you have, it's still about making that skin look as healthy as possible and making you look as healthy as possible. That is what we're really after. So any color that makes you look tired, not your color. Any color that makes you look older than you are, not your color. That is what we're looking for. But we, you know, you can get an online color analysis. It's really very easy. And we've got the tools. And that's the other thing is a professional, you know, person who does professional color analysis has tools to actually figure this out. And that's why you're not finding what you want online is because, of course, you know, this is something that, you know, like we spend a lot of time and effort learning. And so this is, you know, part of, you know, running a business and actually being able to pay my mortgage and feed my children is that that we don't give it away for free as well. But hopefully, you know, to understand, you know, it is about the color and how it looks on you and how it makes your skin look is really what we are after in color analysis. Lindy has said, winter is on the way. Yes, it is. But you are neutral plus two colours. How do you put your layers together to not look like a clown? It's easier in summer when you can just add a necklace to a coloured shirt. Well, the same thing in winter. So I can still wear like neutral. So here I've got, today I've got kind of grey on as my neutral. And then I've got a scarf, which has actually got a few colours in it. You might see it's got like green and blue. It's an analogous colour scheme, this one. And then I've got a blue top. So that's adding a couple of colours to my outfit. It still can be done with an accessory. It does not have to be done in large layers. You can do it in large layers. I'll often wear, you know, maybe a coloured jacket with a slightly different coloured top. I generally go more analogous colour schemes because it's less overwhelming, but sometimes I might go to two parts of a triad. And then I'll do things like, you know, make sure I've got a stronger lip colour on if I'm wearing more colours as well, because it adds a little bit more colour to my face. But yeah, so it's exactly the same as summer, that you can still use an accessory. You can still have a more neutral and one colour outfit and add your extra colour with a scarf, with an accessory, rather than, you know, feeling that you have to colour block. If you don't like to colour block, don't colour block. Just wear more neutrals, wear your colours, you know, one dominant colour and a secondary colour in a smaller proportion in an accessory. So thank you for your questions. Please keep sending them to me at imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. If you want to get that colour analysis, I'll pop a link in the details here as well. And of course, it's also part of my 7 Steps to Style program, which also includes body shape analysis. So if you want to get more information about your body shape and your wardrobe and how to choose clothes and how to put your style together, all those sorts of things, that is all in my 7 Steps to Style program, which you can do from anywhere in the world. And it's got an amazing community of women who are all there to help you as well and provide amazing and really useful feedback too, because, you know, it's one of those things that sometimes we need an objective opinion, and they have brilliant objective opinions as well and really want to help you define your style just as I do. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.